Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. We're going to do another devotional today. I'm going to give you a warning. This is going to be a great episode today because today's episode is talking about waiting for a sign from God, looking for God's direction, looking for his purpose for your life. And so today our verses are Numbers 9, 15 through 23. And our main verse today, Numbers 9, 17. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. And so just for you guys to understand a little bit about what's happening here, this is where the cloud above the tabernacle was. So by day, they were being led by cloud, at night by fire.
Yes.
And so they literally waited on God. Where God said, stay here for the afternoon, they stayed. If God wanted them to stay for days or weeks or months in that same place, they would stay. They would follow the cloud by night. Cloud by day and fire by night. And so how incredible would it be to have God so present in your life that he's literally leading you by a cloud? He moves the clouds
amazing.
When he wants you to leave. That would be great, right? It would make life so much easier to make decisions. We would never make the wrong choice if we're following God's will, right? It's so clear. However, that is not always the case. God doesn't always move heaven and earth to give you a sign. He doesn't always write on the wall what he wants you to do. Right?
I believe he is doing much more than we can see. Like the clouds, we don't see it where God is working nowadays, but he is still working and much more than we can see. I believe that.
Yeah. So if you are looking for the will of God in your life, if you're looking for the next plan of what God has for you, if you're waiting on him to move, which we're definitely in a season of moving, we have told you guys that we are waiting for the move of God. We're just sitting here. We're just waiting. Mm-hmm. We're preparing our hearts. And that's all we can do. When God says, it's time to go, we are gonna go. You better believe it. So here's our devotional today. Waiting for a sign. So often, married lives feel like a little more than a series of decisions. Should we buy that house? Is it the right time to start a family? Do we need to save money for the future? More money for the future? So often, we look to God for some kind of clear answer telling us what to do. As we should, right? As we should. It makes total sense. Early in our marriage, my husband began looking for a job closer to our home. He stumbled upon a job opening at a social service agency just a few blocks from our apartment. Not only was the job close, but it was the kind of work he'd been passionate about and the kind of organization he was wanting to work in. The company was even willing to let him work flexible hours so he could be home with our baby part of the day. My husband sailed through his interview and was offered the job right away. Before he said yes, we talked briefly about the wisdom of taking the job. As we reviewed the circumstances, it seemed that God had dropped this opportunity in his lap. We didn't need to discuss the issue for long. We felt God's leading very clearly. Have you ever had that feeling where God is just moving so much, it just makes so much sense to do something? For example, moving to Brazil, moving to Asia for me was so clear. There was, yes, I was a little fearful of those things. I wasn't 100% certain. There were some doubts, but I was fairly confident that this is what God had for me. And God's not always going to give us 100% certainty. That's where faith comes in.
Yeah.
You have to go out by faith. And so that's exactly what I did. I believed God was showing me this. He gave me millions of signs, millions of movings in my life to confirm what was already in my heart to go and to serve in Brazil.
And he also provided.
He funds
his plans.
Oh, yeah. That testimony where God provided more than enough money than I needed to prepare for my next life. Give us a testimony of a time where God has done this for you.
I think I told you or read about the seminary situation.
Where God provided the finances, right?
Yes.
Have you ever made a decision out of fear where you didn't know it was certainly God or a situation where you knew it was 100%
God? I don't know if I told this part. When I was in the seminary, there was a trip that we were going to go to Chile. And I was like, this is kind of fancy, you know, for us. For me at the time, I thought it was like, oh, it's another country. And I thought maybe since I was serving in the seminary, studying at the seminary, there was people that were helping me there financially. And I didn't want to be like, oh, she's going to this trip. Because, I don't know, she wants to get some ostentation or things like that. But that was, I believe, a lie of the enemy. Yeah. Because that trip was totally in missions. We went on bus for 3 days. And before we go, I had that question, Lord, I don't want to go for the wrong reasons, but if you want me there, I would like to go. Because it was totally up to us to go or not go. And the seminary was going with some people from the seminary and some people that were not students at the seminary. So we went around in 40 people. And I made that prayer, like, Lord, if you want me to go there and have this experience, I will go and I will serve you, but I don't have the finances, you know. And in that crazy thing happened, like, I think that week that I prayed that, a girl, a young girl, she was not a close friend. It was just a girl that I met in the seminary. It was not a close friend. And she came to me and said, the Lord spoke to me, put in my heart to give you this, I think around 600 reais to for you to pay for this trip to go to Chile. And that's it. I'm going to pay for it if you want to go. And I was like, oh, yes, thank you so much. I would like, I really would like to go. And that was my answer. And then I went to Chile and we had all this experience of serving the Lord there and going to the hospitals and the schools. I had to I spoke with people in Spanish. I don't know how, but the Lord provided that too. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
The next part of this devotional here, wandering through the wilderness, the people of Israel knew when to move and when to stay put because God gave them a sign. If the cloud would cover the tabernacle, stayed put, they would do likewise. If the cloud moved, they would move. In our situation, we felt that the cloud had moved and that my husband should take the job. But we don't always get a clear sign from God. There have been many, many times where we have prayed, sought the advice of friends and family, and waited for God to point us in the right direction, only to get nothing. Mm. That's tough. It happens more often than not. For example, when I was trying to decide whether I should quit my job, I agonized for months with no sense of what God wanted me to do. Where was our sign? The truth is, God doesn't always move the clouds to show us which way to go. Instead, God asks us to be faithful, to make choices with our lives to honor him. He asks us to get our priorities in order, to turn away from worldly standards of success and achievement, and to bend our will to that of the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example, walking in his ways, we begin to think more like him. Paul tells us in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We will make our share of mistakes in life decisions. At times, we will undoubtedly go when we should stay and stay where we should go. But the promise that God gives us is that no matter where we go, to a new state, a new job, a new stage of life, our God goes with us. Very, very good devotional today. Very important to know where God is leading us to go. I say this as we preach about Luke 15. If you are following Jesus, you should know where Jesus is going. Jesus. And where is Jesus going? To the lost people. He loves the lost. And so we are going where Jesus is going.
Where he's calling us to go to.
Where he's calling us to go.
I think in our marriage, inside of our marriage, we moved so many times. And every time, like, I felt like we were led by God to move to one house, to another house, and to one part of the city, to another part of the city, especially because São Paulo, where we were doing missions, was such a big state. And we moved to many cities there, and I think caused by God, it caused some impact. We brought some impact in some people there. We made some amazing friends, and we're able to learn and help so many people. So God takes us everywhere he wants, not just us, Dallas and I, but I mean us believers, everywhere he wants. And if we listen, he will give us some adventures too and use our lives.
And just as God calls people to go, he calls people to stay.
Yeah, that too.
What? Could you imagine that? What if you said, God, use me, and he doesn't send you to Africa? How cool.
Yes.
How cool would that be?
He because
calls you to stay
people.
In your job. He calls you to stay and influence your work, your employees, your friends, your family.
There's people, for example, my mom. She is a person that loves to be at her house and to be in her city. And she moved for a few months to be living with us, and she helped us out. But I believe she has an impact here where she lives, and God uses her here. And it's not like God is going to call her or any other person that doesn't want to move at all to Africa or to any other place that they really don't want to go, right? I think God calls the ones that are really willing to go somewhere, and the ones that don't have that desire. Mm-hmm. I would say to not worry if God is not pulling that into your heart. Maybe He's not calling you out. Maybe He's calling for you to make an impact where you live, with your neighbors, right? With your family.
Our questions today, we have three long questions. The first one, what choices have we made as a couple? That has there been a time when we had to step out in faith without a clear sense of what God was pointing us to? And how was God present with us in those uncertain circumstances? And so for me, I know that when we were getting married, we desired to get married. God brought us together from different countries, cultures, languages, of course, all of those different things. Mm-hmm. But it was such a challenge for us to get married. We've talked about that in another devotional. But we had to really trust God and lean out on our faith, because my documents got sent to a different country. They got sent to Spain. It was almost impossible for us to get married. But we just trusted God. God, I know you're on our side. I know you're bringing us together. And we said, if you do this, we'll never doubt you again. And so He, of course, came through. Everything worked out great. And so where was God in that uncertain circumstance? He was all over it. He was doing things behind the scenes, things we could never see.
He was moving God walls. He was moving. He made a hole. We played that like God made a door where there was a very thick wall. Yeah. Like nothing could break it, because it was so hard for us to get married. The documents that we needed, the timeline that we needed, everything to be so impossible. Yeah. And everything came and it happened in a certain way that it was like on the limit of the time. And certain things were even like with the mercy of certain people that God put in our path. And it was a lot of faith. He requested a lot of faith for us.
We got married 1 week before the pandemic. Yeah. Imagine if it would have been 1 week later, you know?
We would have lost the chance for... Who knows? Like, we would got married like a year later, I guess.
So God is faithful.
Or 2 years, because Dallas couldn't come to Brazil for like until everything was better again. In the middle of this time, when I lost hope, I didn't lose hope ever, but I was like very exhausted spiritually, because I felt very attacked. And there was a time that I told Dallas, like, I'm sorry, I can't go today with you to solve this problems and go to these places, and it was many places, and I said, I just don't have the strength today. I feel really bad. Mm-hmm. And I was physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, and spiritually. So at that day, I decided to stay in my bed and sleep more. I didn't have strength to go out. So Dallas had to go with someone else. It was our friend, Mateus. And he was also Dallas' translator at that time for churches, because being his fiancé, I didn't translate him yet. So he went with Dallas to this other place. Even Dallas was like, beaten. So sad, because things were so hard. We're knocking the doors and there was no help for us. Hope for Dallas to stay in Brazil, for us to get married, all the things that we needed to put together was so hard. So at that day, I stayed in my bedroom and I slept. And I had a dream. I had a dream that God put in my heart. It was a little tiny seed that became a little plant. And then a tree, and was very, very green and kept growing and growing and growing and growing. Like, it became a big tree and gave fruits. And with that, I felt like God, at the same time that I saw that tree growing, it was like God was speaking to me in my dream. He was speaking, like this little tree, like this little seed. You have a dream, and this, not just the dream, but the life that you guys want to have, I am with you, and you're going to see all this. Like, have hope. This tree means hope for you. Hope. Amen. And it's going to grow and grow and grow. And that gave me all the hope that I needed to keep going, to understand that God was with us, even though the enemy didn't want us to get married. Then Dallas came back with some solutions. Not every solution that we had for that those documents, but... Well, here we are. We are married.
Yeah, praise God.
And the hope happened.
Our second question, what kind of decision makers are we? What are some ways we can show each other support and respect when we have a difficult decision to make? I think we try to depend on God and rely on prayer. We pray
first.
God, we don't know what the heck to do here. We need you to come through and to show us what to do.
Yeah.
But he doesn't always give the answer.
Many times, things were out of our control. Mm-hmm. Many times. And neither Dallas or I had the answers. And we had to seek on God. And he had to put other people in our path to help us. So first we come to him.
Yeah, and to show each other support and respect. I mean, listen to the other person, hear what their heart says, you know, what how are they feeling through the situation? And of course, bring all of those things together with God.
And many times we were desperate, like we didn't know what to do. So we look at each other, well, there's no hope in you, there's no hope in me, but Lord is our hope, you know, and he did everything that he wanted.
And our third question here, what people do we trust to help us through difficult decisions? If we can't think of anyone, maybe we should develop deeper relationships with a few other couples from church.
Yeah, I think we had every time.
In every season, we had
every season we had we had couples. We have pastors. Even here, like right now, we have different people than we had before. But every season in São Paulo, it was beautiful.
Always somebody to count on and to lean on. And some of those people are still involved in our life and they still...
We miss them.
...join in prayer and talk with us often, you know. Mm-hmm. It's great to have a sense of someone you can depend on, rely on when making difficult decisions.
I think God is also always gives us some brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers spiritually.
Yeah.
So they walk with us and take care of us everywhere we move, everywhere we go.
Yeah.
One thing I am never afraid of is feeling alone, because every place that we move, every place that we go, God gives us new friends, new brothers and sisters in him. So there's always someone he's going to put in our path for us to help them and for them to help us.
Yeah. I want to end with this point here that God has been putting on my heart through this devotional today, that as we go through life and as we make decisions out of either our will or to fill out God's will or to fill our own desires, right? God is there. Just as this said that God, we always take God with us where we go. And one of the biggest moments of my life is after my addiction to drugs, I had to go through this facility, as we've talked about several times, and I had to kind of pinpoint with somebody, with a pastor, where was God? And so I looked back through all of these situations. Where was God when this happened? Where was God when he allowed this to happen? And this. And when I understood that God never once abandoned me, never once left me alone, never once made me fight alone. He, so many ways, if you just look in your life, if you look at your story, your history, your testimony, God was there. Even if it's the smallest detail, this should have happened, but this didn't. Or this was supposed to happen, but I couldn't go to this and then something bad happened. Whatever the case was, I have so many situations in my life, even in my addiction, where God was protecting me.
Uh-huh.
God was fighting for me. He was not allowing me to go to certain places at the certain time to protect me. And so I'm so grateful that God never abandons us. He never leaves us alone. Even if we're in the pit of our sin, he still loves us. He's still coming after us. He's still calling out to us like that prodigal son. Come home and be with me and turn away from your sin. And so I just want to encourage you guys with that today. If you're waiting on God's will, just as this devotional said, wait on God. Don't make the decisions out of your own desires, out of your own plan, because you're going to go in the wrong direction. We want to go in the direction where God is leading.
Yeah.
And what will satisfy God's will. I don't just want something good in my life. I want God's best for my life and for my family. And so wait for God. Follow the cloud of fire. You know, what is that for you? What does that cloud look like for you?
Mm-hmm.
Set standards. Say, God, I need a sign. Open this door. Do this. Come through in this area. But also don't be over the top where, God, I need 55 signs to obey. If he says something, he confirms it. You have to obey, right? You have to obey. You can't just keep asking for signs because you're afraid to go, right? You have to obey. And so I hope that this devotional blessed you guys today. I'm encouraged. I'm very excited about this specific devotional. I think it was a great devotional, something we can all apply to our life.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else to add today?
Mm-mm.
No? Can you pray us out? That'd be great.
Yeah. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this beautiful sunny day. And mm-hmm. thank you for all the people listening, Lord. I pray for your blessings over them. And I pray for you to help us, Lord, all of us, to understand when you want us somewhere else or when you want us to just be where we are and what we have to do to please you, to serve you, Lord, in the place that we are. Just guide us, Lord, like you guided your people with a cloud during the day, clouds during the day and fire at night, Lord, in a way that we understand, Lord. Mm-hmm. So be with us, bless everyone, Lord, and help them to understand your will. We love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.